Work on the Ashton Lagoon Restoration Project on the Grenadine Island of Union Island officially started in 2018, and residents on the island said since its inception, it has brought significant benefits to their lives. The residents said the Ashton Lagoon once played a very important role in their lives, but this changed after a failed marina project which had many negative environmental impacts on the area. Since the restoration work commenced, the Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated, SUSGREN, has cleaned the lagoon, built bridges, and planted mangroves, among a list of other activities which have brought life back to the lagoon. Executive Director of SUSGREN, Orisha Joseph, outlined some of the work that will be included in the second phase of the project this year.
So in 2023, we're going to start the second phase of the restoration of Ashton Lagoon, and that will look like creating circulation in the lagoon to continue to improve the water quality. We're also going to install a swale system again to get more water inside the mangroves, because we know that the mangroves still have that dieback section where they're not getting enough fresh water going in and out of that area fast enough. So we're hoping to do some sort of work that could aid that area, and also to look at things as sustainable livelihoods, you know, like kayaking, continue to look at the black mangrove honey, you know, and things like that in the Ashton area. So how we can develop that in a sustainable way where tourists and locals can continue to come and visit, but also have an area that is upgraded to the point of a tourist attraction, eco-friendly way.
Ms. Joseph said the work on the lagoon project is expected to further boost the tourism potential of Union Island.
So we're starting off this phase as soon as possible this year, and the benefits to Union Island is that for now, that is one of the only main attractions on the island. So when a lot of tourists come, that's the only place they come to visit, because the island per se does not have many attractions. So everybody wants to see the Twin Bridges. So how it's going to benefit is to ensure that you have additional tourist attraction, so therefore it brings more people on the island and it helps improve the tourism sector, and you add more sustainable tourism sites that people can visit.
Ms. Joseph explained how the restored Ashton Lagoon has already started providing benefits for the people of Union Island.
Also, it's already benefiting people. People use the area to go for walks, to exercise, to go for picnics and things like that. So people are already benefiting from the improved space, which has never happened in the last decade of that area before we did any sort of restoration work. So it's already benefiting the general public. We also see a lot of taxi operators. They bring tourists here to see the place, so that is also benefiting local tour guides. You know, they earn money by bringing people to see the site. So that is how it will impact persons on the island and the island on a whole.
Executive Director of the Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated, SUSGREN, Orisha Joseph. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.